A massive national energy policy overhaul has cleared one of its final legislative hurdles. A House and Senate conference committee last night approved a final version of an energy bill entirely written by Republicans. The measure, a top domestic priority for President Bush, goes back to both chambers for final approval. The House may take it up as early as today. It's not clear whether Democrats, who called the bill a gift to big polluters and fossil fuel producers, will try to block the measure in the Senate. NPR's David Wellner reports.
This is an energy bill that Democrats such as Congressman John Dingell of Michigan were appointed to hammer out with Republican colleagues in a House-Senate conference committee, a task begun more than 2 months ago. But Dingell, who's the ranking member of the House Energy and Commerce Committee, was excluded from the crafting of the compromise bill, along with all his fellow Democrats, who were allowed to see the product for the first time this past weekend. He vented his frustration at yesterday's final meeting of the conference committee.
We've had little time to read and understand better than 1,100 pages, which are chock full of all kinds of special interest goodies, corporate subsidies, and environmental rollbacks. My colleagues on the Republican side have followed the example set by Vice President Cheney's task force. They have been extraordinarily secretive. They've tilted both the process and the substance towards certain friends of different members of the conference and of the Congress.
Dingell and other Democrats point out that two-thirds of the $23 billion in tax breaks contained in the energy bill are for oil, gas, and coal producers. There are also big incentives to build nuclear power plants, which would be the first in the U.S. in a quarter century. But House Energy and Commerce Committee Chairman Billy Tozan insisted the energy bill is, as he put it, terrific.
We modernize the nation's electricity industry. We ensure a secure, reliable grid for everyone to prevent the kind of blackouts this country's been through. We invest literally billions of dollars in dozens of different ways to reduce our dependence on foreign oil. We reduce barriers to all aspects of energy innovation and development. And perhaps most importantly, in the near term, we've struck a policy balance that will preserve and promote job growth in every state in this country.
Responding to recent polls, Republicans have been casting the energy bill as a jobs program, one they say could get 800,000 people back to work. But the top Democrat on the Senate Energy Panel, New Mexico's Jeff Bingaman, says the bill fails to deliver what it was really supposed to do.
It does not go far enough at reducing reliance on imported oil. It fails to provide the adequate and appropriate remedies to prevent a recurrence of the electricity blackout in the Northeast that we experienced this summer, or the price crisis that the West Coast experienced 3 years ago.
Senate Energy Committee Chairman Pete Domenici yesterday readily acknowledged that the bill does little to reduce the nation's dependence on crude oil, most of which now comes from abroad. He put the blame for that on lawmakers who've criticized the bill.
You gave us some ideas, but you gave us nothing that would pass the House and Senate that would do that. Yes, some say let's change the mileage requirements of our cars, but you all know that won't pass the Senate. We've tried it for 4 years without any luck.
Still, Domenici said he expected the energy bill would clear both the House and Senate with what he called a very good vote. Health and environmental advocates, such as Greg Whetstone of the National Resources Defense Council, say they'll push Senate Democrats to filibuster the bill.
Never, ever have we seen such a horrific piece of legislation for our environment and our natural security move so far through the legislative process.
But while Democrats question the energy bill, many from farm states may also find it hard to resist voting for legislation that promises to double national production of corn-based ethanol. And that's the big issue before Congress this year for farm state senators seeking re-election next year. David Wellner, NPR News.